Blog Talk Radio.
I need your healing power.
I need
you. far fresh on me. I need you touch me now. Holy Spirit, fall fresh on me. I need you touch me now. Shadow of my presence, you can abide. And like Ezekiel, with dry bones in the valley, I blow and release my wind and my glory. So shadow of my breath, you can abide. And like Ezekiel, with dry bones in the valley, I got everything under control.
Hallelujah.
Song is just as much of a testimony as it was the first time I ever sang. You see, I thought number one would surely be me, and I thought I would be what I wanted to be, and I thought I could build on life's sinking sand. But I can't even walk, Lord, without you holding my hand. No, I can't. No, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. Oh, the mountains too high, in the valleys too wide. Oh, down on my knees. Oh, I learned to stand because I can't. I could do a lot on my own, and I thought I could make it, thought I could make it all alone, and sometimes I thought of myself,
yes, yes,
as a mighty, mighty big man. But Lord Jesus, I can't even walk. I know I can't even walk, Lord. I've can't even walk without you holding my hand. You know, I thought I could do a lot on my own. Lord, I thought I could make it all alone. And you know, I thought of myself as a mighty, mighty big man. But now I know that I can't even walk. No, I can't even walk. No, I can't even walk without you.
Without you. Hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory to the King of Kings. Glory to the Lord of Lords. Glory to the Alpha and Omega. Hallelujah. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. Hallelujah. We praise the name of Jesus. He is worthy to be praised. There is no other God like him. Hallelujah. His name is above every name. Hallelujah. We bow down in worship. We praise him. We say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, where would we be? Hallelujah. We give him the glory. We give him the honor. We magnify his name. Jesus, thank you. Jesus, we praise you. Jesus, we worship you. Jesus, we glorify you. Jesus, we love you, Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Hallelujah. Jesus. Jesus, the center of our lives. Jesus, the center of our joy. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. We worship you. Thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit, we honor your presence in our midst this morning. We honor your presence in our midst every single second of our lives. You are with us. You lead us, you guide us, you show us paths to take and paths not to take. Holy Spirit, you teach us. Holy Spirit, we love you and we welcome you this morning. In the name of Jesus, we say good morning, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you. Father God, this morning, we come to thy throne of grace and we ask for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning, O God. Father, rain down your mercy. Forgive us of things that we have done that do not bring glory and honor to your name. Have mercy upon us, O God. Have mercy. Cleanse us, O God, from all unrighteousness. Creating us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. We cry out this morning for mercy. Mercy, mercy, mercy. Corporate mercy. Have mercy, O God. In the name of Jesus, mercy upon us, O God. In the name of Jesus, be merciful unto us, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray for mercy. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Mercy for our children. Mercy for our grandchildren. Mercy for our nieces and nephews. Mercy, oh God. Mercy, mercy, mercy. Gloria basateria co mercy in the name of Jesus. Oh Father God, let the blood of Jesus wash us and cleanse us. Let the blood of Jesus purify us. Let the blood of Jesus redeem us. Oh, Father God, let the blood of Jesus strengthen us. The blood of Jesus deliver us. The blood of Jesus protect us. The blood of Jesus set us free. The blood of Jesus. Blood of Jesus to set us free in the name of Jesus. Let the blood speak for us. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us. the blood that gave us strength from day to day. The blood will never lose its power. The blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. The blood, of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the blood. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for the blood. We soak every cell, every tissue, every organ in the blood of Jesus. We soak our environment in the name of Jesus, in the blood of Jesus, the blood, the blood, the blood. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah, Ravasa Diria, Korobasa Diria, Korobasa Diria, Karabasa. Uriya Karabasa Diria, Korobasa Diria, Korobasa. Oriya basere re korobasere re korobasere re korobase korobase. Oriya basere re korobasere re korobasere re korobase. Hallelujah la 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 la. Koroboso doriya karabasere reya. Oriya basere re karabasere re korobasere re karabase. Koye koye. Oriya basere ya kuriya basere reya korobasere reya korobase. Oriya bakala basere re koro basere re koro basere re koro basere. Oriya kala basere re koro basere re koro basere re koro basere. Hallelujah ra basere re koro basere re ko. Oriya basere re koro basere re koro basere re koro basere re koro basere. Oriya basere re koro basere re koro basere re koro basere. Oriya basere re koro basere re koro basere re koro basere. Oriya basere re koro ya basere re koro basere re ko. Hallelujah ra basere re koro basere re koro basere. Oriya basere ya koro ya basere re koro basere re koro basere re ka. Oriya basere re koro basere re koro basere re koro basere. Hallelujah ra basere re koro basere re koro basere re kara basere. Oreva korobasere re korobasere re korobasere re korobasere re ko. Oreva korobasere re karabasere re korobasere re korobasere re ka. Oreva korobasere re karabasere re karabasere re korobasere re. Hallelujah korobasere re korobasere re korobasere. Oreva basere re korobasere re korobasere korobasere. Oreva korobasere re korobasere re korobasere korobasere re ko. Hallelujah korobasere re karabasere re korobasere re korobase. Oreva basere re korobasere re korobasere 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 korobasere. Oreva korobasere korobasere re korobase. Oreva basere re korobasere re korobasere re korobase. Oreva karo korobasere ya koroba korobasere korobasere korobase. Oreva korobasere korobasere re korobasere koroba. Oreva basere korobasere re koroya basere re korobase. Hallelujah ra basere re ko. Father, we bless you. We praise your name. Hallelujah. We put on the full armor of God and the armor of life, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness. Hallelujah. Oriya basere re koro basere re koro basere re koro basere. Hallelujah ra basere re koro basere re koro basere re koro basere. Oriya basere re koro basere re koro basere re koro basere. Hallelujah ra basere re koro ya basere re koro basere re koro basere. Hallelujah ra basere re koro basere re koro basere re koro basere. Hallelujah ra basere re koro basere re kara basere re koro basere re ko. Oriya basere re koro basere re koro basere re koro basere re ko. Oriya basere re koro basere re koro basere re koro basere re koro basere. Oriya basere re koro basere re koro basere re koro basere re ka. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. We praise the name of Jesus. We worship you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I welcome you once again. Hallelujah. I am Apostle Marco Brewer-Boye from I Am That I Am, Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We bless God for each and every one. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Oh, yes, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, Holy Ghost, help me to bring this word. Hallelujah. Help me, Holy Spirit, to bring this word. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. I want to say to each and every one of you, we have to be careful with the words we speak to our children, grandchildren. Negative words we speak to people, about people. We have to be very, very careful. And I'm going to really, really try to take you through this a little bit to give you a little bit of understanding why I'm saying this. How many of you right now, including myself, can say a word without a breath, without breathing? If you can say a word without breathing, you cannot. You cannot say a word without breathing. The Bible says, I'm taking you deep, that the Lord breathed into man and made us a living soul. Hallelujah. So the breath that we breathe is the breath that God placed in us. Hallelujah. And that breath made us alive, a living soul. So, but when you speak words, there are spirits behind the words that you speak. Hallelujah. You remember Jesus in the book of, I think it's in the book of John, he breathed on the Holy Spirit, on the disciples, and said, receive the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And they receive it. Hallelujah. So we have to be careful. When you speak negative words, you are releasing those negative spirits that is attached to those words, and you're speaking and you're releasing it, which is terrible. When you speak those, you got to learn how to speak. We all got to learn how to speak positive. As much as people hurt us, we must learn to take it to God in prayer and leave it at his feet. The Lord brought me to this, and he said that as I was, I listened to one of my friend apostles preaching one day, and it just hit me very, it struck me. Because God has spoken to her about being cursed from the womb. Being cursed from the womb. That many kids, children, have been cursed from the womb. Amen. They have been cursed. Cursed by who? Cursed by sometimes the mother, sometimes the grandmother. Sometimes, so they have been cursed. And I will show you, and sometimes it's because of sin and different things. These children are innocent. That's why the Bible said, born in sin and iniquity. That's why it's so important when a woman is pregnant. and she gets pregnant. It's so important for that woman to constantly pray over that pregnancy, lay her hands on her tummy, pray over that child. Hallelujah. Even before a woman gets pregnant, she needs to start praying and releasing the fruitfulness of her womb and blessings upon her womb. Amen. In the name of Jesus, Psalm 139, 13 to 16 says, "For you formed my inward parts. You wove me in my mother's womb. I will give thanks for you, to you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, and my soul knows it well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the depths of the earth." These are the fruit of the womb. When we look at Genesis 25:23-24, the Lord said to her, "Two nations are in your womb, and two peoples will be separated from your body, and one will be stronger than the other, and the older will serve the younger. When her days to be delivered were fulfilled, behold, there were twins in her womb." You know who this is? This is Rebecca. When she carried both of the sons in her womb, Esau and Jacob. Then let's go get Genesis 38:27. "It came about the time she was giving birth that, behold, there were twins in her womb." That's hallelujah. Then we go back and look at Deuteronomy 28:53. "Then you shall eat the offspring of your own body." Okay, let's go further. And these are negative. What I'm saying to you, there are curses that people release upon the womb. The negativity, God said, "Bless the fruit of our womb." And this is why we have a lot of things happening in the world. Some rejection. A baby can see rejection in that womb. Hallelujah. Because that baby is living in that woman. So that baby can feel the love and feel the rejection or feel the hate. You know, God is, God, the way God made us is so, I can't even explain the way he made us. Hallelujah. So when you look, you used to look at Job 3:10-12, "Because it did not shut the opening of my mother's womb, or hide trouble from my eyes. Why did I not die at birth, come forth from the womb and expire? Why did the knees receive me, and why the breast that I should suck?" That's Job complaining because he was going through changes. And so we go on and on. But what struck me about the womb was in Deuteronomy 28:18. "Cursed shall be the fruit of thy body and the fruit of thy ground and the increase of thy cattle and of thy young flock." That the fruit of thy body is that womb. The womb. Hallelujah. That's the fruit of your body. And that's why sometimes people cannot have children. And sometimes so many things, because God wants us to be fruitful. Fruitful, fruitful. Because sometimes it's even some mothers will curse their kids. Curse their kids. You will not do this, you will not do that. And then the children, and they take it for nothing because they're angry. And they say the negative things about their children when they carry their child. And they forgot it. And when you see your child not doing the right thing sometimes, you forgot what you may have said in anger. Because some of these things, we have to be careful. Our tongue, we have to be careful of the words we speak. And these words, that's why Jesus said that we will be accountable for every word that we speak. Oh, it wasn't serious. I was just saying this. And no, God will hold us accountable for the words that we speak. The words that we speak. He wants us to speak positive blessings. Yes, we get angry, but be careful. That's why it is, be careful. Slow to speak. Slow to speak. The Bible tells us slow to speak. Yes, you get angry, and we say some of the worst things when we're in our anger. But God is the God that's not like that, and we will be accountable because some of the words that we have spoken, it may lead to somebody messing up their destiny or not fulfilling their destiny, or it might lead to even death. Life and death lies within the tongue. I don't know, my brothers and sisters, this morning, I said the Lord just placed it in my spirit. Tell my children to be careful for the words that they speak. It's life, that those words, because it's those words we're using the breath of God, speak those words against his own children. And because of certain principles God has, if these people are not in the covenant relationship with God and have not received him, some of these curses will attach themselves. Some situation, the Lord was showing me some situation that people are in just because of negative words that has been spoken by the people that they love, their friends, their close friends, have released curses upon them behind their back and say things. Because, and look what has happened to them. We have to be, if you cannot do, say the right thing, don't say it. That word, if that curse might affect that person, but you will be judged. We will be judged by God. We will be judged by God. We want the atmosphere, our atmosphere, to be filled with the presence of the Lord. If we are constantly speaking negativity, the presence of the Lord, he will not be there. He will leave. He is holy. He is righteous. Amen. In the name of Jesus. So just as we read Deuteronomy 28, 1 to 14, you read the other part, you receive curses. And when God released curses on the children of Israel for disobedience, hallelujah, many times we just stop to the blessings. But there are consequences when we do things that are not right in the sight of God. Amen. And sometimes we go through these generational stuff, which we need to pray to the Lord to remove it. Hallelujah, from us in the name of Jesus. We live in a wicked world. The human heart is desperately wicked. That's why we got to be very, very careful. Be accountable for what we say. You got to be accountable. I've got to be accountable. And God will hold us accountable for every word we say. Every time you get ready to curse or say something negative, let me tell you the end. I want you to imagine when we're on the phone and we're cursing and we say negative things or talking and gossiping about somebody or releasing evil incantations or words. Let me tell you who's standing right there. God's holy angel standing right there recording every word you speak, and we will be judged by those words. Oh, God will not even, you won't even have a time, because God, you will just see the film right in front of you. You will remember those words that you spoke on that conversation July 15 at 6 p.m. when you spoke to somebody and for the evil that you've done. God is speaking to us. God is speaking to us. I could go on, and I could bring scripture upon the tongue. And I will go on and on for negativity. We have to be careful. Sometimes we put curses on our own selves. On our own self of what we say. Oh, I'm tired. I just want to die. What are you doing? You're calling the spirit of death because you're going through changes? You're calling the spirit of death to you. Oh, I just want. No, you. Why would you say that? Just because we're going through changes, we have to be careful. Instead of saying, Lord, when you're going through those changes, Lord, I praise you. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I worship you. Even when you don't feel it, you praise him. I shall live to declare the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. We got to be able to speak positive into our own lives, into our spirit man. That's why when you're going through changes, praise the Lord. Bless his holy name. When you can't say the word, just pray in the spirit. When you don't know what to say, let the Holy Spirit take over. Let the Holy Spirit take over. Even our thoughts will be judged. So maybe we might not say the negative word, but our thoughts, God knows our thoughts. The intention of our hearts, he knows it. Jesus said we will be accountable for these. And I'm going to give you the scripture so you think you just don't think I'm just talking. Jesus said it. Jesus said that we will be accountable for the words that we speak. Amen. In the name of Jesus, every single word that we speak, we will be accountable. Hallelujah. So we got to be careful. You don't want to just go into hell forever because of the words that you have spoken. Jesus was saying, you be judged, you kill somebody. No, I didn't kill. Jesus said, yes, you killed them. Look what happened to their lives. You spoke evil, you spoke negative into their life. Matthew 12:36. And 12:36, he said, let's look at verse 35 first. The good man brings good things out of his good store of treasures, and the evil man brings evil things out of his evil store of treasure out of you. But I tell you that men will give an account on the day of judgment for every careless word they have spoken. When you speak these are careless words because you speak it in anger, those are emotional stuff. And we have to be careful. For by your words you will be acquitted, and by your words you will be condemned. So take your time. Look at Matthew 12:35-37, or read the whole thing, and you will see this is Jesus speaking. Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus, I just want you to know, and for those of you that there, some of you are some that have negative words that have been spoken over your life, I'm going to pray in the name of Jesus, and you pray along with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, as we have gathered together in unity and oneness, I pray, Lord, for every evil, negative words or incantation that has been spoken against anyone under the sound of my voice in the name of Jesus. We cancel those words through the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus. Father God, even from their womb, from the womb of their mothers, any evil, negative word that was spoken, incantation, we cancel to the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus. We cancel, we release the blood to cancel those words. In the atmosphere, the blood of Jesus to cancel those words, arrest those spirits attached that are bringing trouble on your children. Arrest those spirits that attach to those negative words. We bind those demonic forces and send them to the bottomless pits of hell in the name of Jesus. And we release positive words into our lives, blessings and favor. Hallelujah. All the good things that God has in store for us. Release life. Release healing. Release restoration. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, everything that has been held up in the atmosphere due to negative, evil words, release the blood of Jesus so your children can receive your blessings, oh God, that have been held up in the name of Jesus. Father God, we call forth your holy angels to do your biddings. Open the storehouse of heaven and let your children receive their blessings, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, blessings that are hidden, oh God, on this earth, oh God. In the name of Jesus, in the moon, I mean in the ocean, in the sea, in the mountains. In the name of Jesus, evil altars, we release the blood of Jesus to destroy them, to destroy those words in the name of Jesus, wherever they have been hidden. Every incantation, every voodoo doll that they're using against their children, I send the fire of the Holy Ghost to destroy those dolls in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I send the fire of the Holy Ghost to destroy the early coffin that they have placed names on. I release the fire of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Incantation, oh God. I release the fire of the Holy Ghost. I destroy every sickness and disease, not by my might of power, but by the Spirit of the living God. In the name of Jesus, I speak healing right now, wholeness right now. In the name of Jesus, blessing upon blessing. In the name of Jesus, I come against evil, satanic, negative words in the name of Jesus. I utterly destroy it to the fire of Almighty God, to the resurrection that is in the blood of Jesus, to his holy word in the name of Jesus. I destroy it utterly, and I speak blessings upon blessings, favor upon favor, fruitfulness upon fruitfulness in the name of Jesus. I call forth increase of finances in the name of Jesus. Anything that the enemy has been holding his children, holding God's children back, I break loose in the name of Jesus. Every yoke, every bondage in the name of Jesus, not by my might of power, but by the Spirit of the living God in the name of Jesus. Break loose 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 in the name of Jesus. I speak healing right now. I speak healing right now. I speak healing right now. In the name of Jesus, I speak deliverance right now. In the name of Jesus, deliverance right now. I break those shackles right now in the name of Jesus. I break those shackles in the name of Jesus. Shackles on the feet, shackles on the hand. I break blindness. I break those shackles in the name of Jesus. Who the Son has set free is free indeed. I remove the blindness from the eyes in the name of Jesus. I superimpose God's plans and purpose in the name of Jesus for our lives in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I release the holy arrow of Almighty God to go into the enemy camp and destroy, in the occult, destroy in the name of Jesus. Let the holy angels of God pursue them and also let destroy their covenant in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Set your children free from whom words has been spoken negative in their when they were in their mother's womb. Oh, Father God, set them free. I release the blood. Jesus paid it all. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Set our children free in the name of Jesus. Set them free, oh God. We pray for mercy for our ancestors, the old God who did not know and spoke this evil. We pray, Lord, that you will have mercy and release your children, their offsprings, oh God, from these evil covenants in the name of Jesus. Yekriya masediriya koroma sediriya ko. Hallelujah. Set your children free, O God. Hallelujah. Set them free. Who the Son set free is free indeed. Father God, we put on your children the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and the loins girded with to fit the dress, O God, in the name of Jesus. They have a crown of glory in your hand and a royal diadem in the name of Jesus. O God, these are your children, your covenant sons and daughters, O God. And for Father God, it would stand in their rightful place in the kingdom of God and be loosed from the entanglements of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Even in negative words that they may have spoken, oh God, unknowingly against themselves and destiny, we cancel through the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus. Only the counsel of Almighty God shall stand. And so, Father, we thank you. We come against every counterattack in the name of Jesus. You make your ministers a flaming fire. Make every man and woman of God here today a flaming fire, including myself, in the name of Jesus. The enemy will not see us or have any gain or say, oh God, because we are under the blood of the blood of Jesus Christ, and who the Son set free is free indeed. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And so, Father, we bless you and we thank you. Let them, and I pray that, Father God, those that are here that have said these things, that, Lord, you have mercy upon them also, and they will forgive. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you and we bless you. In Jesus' holy name, we have prayed. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. I seal our prayers with the blood of Jesus, the Word of God, and the Holy Spirit. It is finished. You have been set free, redeemed. Walk in the newness of Almighty God. Hallelujah. Don't look back. Move forward and speak into your own life. You have that power to speak into your life. In the name of Jesus, we bless God. We thank God. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. I want to bless and tell God, thank you for those of you. There are a few of you, those who had. And if you don't have, that's fine. It's okay. But those who had and released the 10-year anniversary seed. Hallelujah. Those who were led by the Holy Spirit. If you're not led, don't do things that when you're not led. But I just wanted to appreciate those who were led by the Holy Spirit. And may the Lord continue to bless you in a double portion in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And Father God, those that just don't have, we ask you to provide for them according to your riches in glory. Some have the heart and want to give, but it's just so tough and rough on them. But Lord, I just pray that you would bless them, O God, and provide for them, O God, so that they can have their needs, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, continue to bless the work of our hands. We lift up the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And to those of you that have been with me for so many years, hallelujah, even before I was a minister, some of you have been with me. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. And thank you for the journey. Thank you, and I pray that we continue on this journey. We love you. You are blessed and highly favored. Thank you for answering the call of God to support his ministry in Jesus' name. And those of you that join us on the way, we say thank you, we love you, and we appreciate you. Hallelujah. Thank you for being with us on this journey, the I Am journey. Hallelujah. Glory to God in Jesus' name. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is thy kingdom, power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. We love you. Have a wonderful and blessed day. Walk in the newness of God. You walk in the newness of God. Hallelujah. He loves you. God bless you.